Blog Talk Radio.
Search me, Google me, B-A-B-E-I. Y'all know what it is. Girl Golden Baby in this thing. Stop.
Search all things Golden Baby, B-A-B-E-I. You hear me? Damn right. How you feeling? You good?
I'm good, baby. I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little toothache and whatnot, but I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you asking. Miss STL, Miss AKA in the building. Where you at, baby?
Well, I'm here in the building. Hey, this your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. Hey, get up with me at MZ_STL at Twitter. Let's chop it up like lettuce, baby. How you doing, Tom? Are you chilling? I'm chilling. Y'all chilling, baby? You chilling? We good?
All good in the hood, baby.
What's good, Miss STL? How you feeling today? All right.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, we got an exciting show lined up for y'all, you know what I'm saying? As I said, it's been a long motherfucking week, but we back here, you know what I'm saying, holding it down, representing Saturdays, this new day and time, you know what I'm saying, it feels good. I don't know how y'all feel about it, but I'm loving this shit in a way. I'm still adjusting, though, you know, so I'm so used to coming on at 10:00 p.m., you know what I'm saying, Central Standard Time on Wednesday.
You know, booty call. About that nightlife, but we can adjust.
I said, you know, we
bought that nightlife for real, but, you know, we can adjust for the 420.
Mm-hmm. You know what it is. Shit, I'm I'm still adjusting, you know what I'm saying? Hey, slow motion, shit. You know, I feel good, though, outside of my tooth, but I ended up giving me a little hard liquor to calm it down, you know what I'm saying? They want to pop no pills and get the, you know what I'm saying, lagging on this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. So I said, fuck it, let me get some liquor. We no filter. Can I say, let me get some liquor? Shit, like I'm at the motherfucking bar. Let me get some liquor, Nick.
I'm here, because I'm sipping on some Remy right now. What you sipping on? What's in your cup? This is what's in your cup edition, goddammit. So, Mr. Timer kicked it off. Yeah, you kicked it off. What we sipping on, Mr. Timer?
Man, I went cheap. I bought me some motherfucking New Amsterdam Peach.
Ain't nothing wrong with Amsterdam, though, for real. No, it ain't. But I went cheap. I fucked with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it, bro. What's in your cup? Hey, some Gatorade right now. I need to hydrate, man. Okay. You can drink all night. You got to hydrate. You can't do your body like that. I'm hydrating. It's Gatorade for me till tonight, you know.
Okay. I got a little Remy, little high quality H2O over in this bitch. I'm Bobby Boucher.
Miss STL, spoken like a true lush. I'm high. I'm in Gatorade right now. You know what I'm saying? Until tonight. Oh, shit. Okay.
Right. You know.
We on some Drake shit back to back. Okay.
Back to back.
Shit, I need to click up with you, Miss STL. What we drinking on? We widening it up tonight or what?
Hey, we might have to, but I ain't fucking with you with that Amsterdam, though. I'm Miss Patron in the building.
I already told you, you be trying to get amp,
Miss STL. I can't fuck with that Tron. I be on amp mode.
That's why my drink is tequila, baby. Sitting in my way.
And I used to get down like that, but whew, I'm getting old now. I got to settle, baby.
crazy shit. Hey, check this out, man. We finna go ahead and quickly get into these Dial House Radio announcements. It's time for that there, you know, some Miss Royalty. Go ahead and keep us updated and shit. After these announcements, we'll be back with the session Hot and Topics. Man, it's hot up in here. You know what I'm saying? I'm sweating like a fat bitch. I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to Dial House Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists. We have the hottest shows hosted by the sexiest hosts and spinning the best in indie music. Find out more about the Dial House Radio family by visiting us on the web at www.dialhouseradio.com. It's a new year and Dial House Radio is looking for new talent to become spotlight artists. Spotlight artists receive an exclusive interview, 2 months of rotation on Dial House Radio, and a feature in the Indie Artist Room on the Dial House Radio website. Send your music submissions in to dialhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. Be sure to include your music in MP3 format, a bio or one sheet, and a photo. Only the best of the best will be selected. You can also check out our affordable promo packages available on dialhouseradio.com and get guaranteed rotation by clicking on Promo Store. Be sure to follow Dial House Radio on Twitter at @dialhouse_radio. And don't miss all the tea our Hot Sugar Instagram page is serving up on the daily. Follow Hot Sugar on Instagram at @IG_HotSugar. And now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
These hoes ain't loyal. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for tuning in to Truth Be Told right here on Dial House Radio, home of the indie artists. Produced by Sexy India. Hit us up at 646-595-4038. Again, that's 646-595-4038. Press 1 if you want to say something. If you accidentally press 1, press 1. Press 1 again to take that shit back. You know what I'm saying? Hold up. Before we get into this session Hot and Topic, but this is still the session Hot and Topic. Let's get into the shit, baby. But baby, I've seen a lot of Bernie Sanders, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you want to talk about it. I've seen a lot of Bernie Sanders posts from you. You fucking with Bernie? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I'm fucking with Bernie, man. I like Bernie, man. I feel Bernie's spirit. Like, everything about him just seems really, really genuine to me. And I'm a soul seeker, so something about Bernie that's got me really attracted to him in a professional way. But, you know, I just
let me just sit that out there for y'all to trip off of that.
Okay, I'm sit there right there.
Really?
You're going to sit there right there like that, Miss Sia? Okay.
Really?
But no, for real, though, like, I feel Bernie. I think he and I share a lot of similar views, you know what I'm saying? He really the closest thing that we got to some sanity, man, to some correction, man, because everything else is going to be really corrupted for us, man. I feel like Trump is just, like, signifying the end of everything, like, it's over type shit. And then, like, I don't know, I just think this shit is a joke right now, man. So I'm just hoping that Bernie is going to win. I really am.
Really?
But, you know, how do you feel?
I'm not sold on Bernie yet. You know what I'm saying? I feel him. I feel like he's pretty genuine, you know what I'm saying, in a sense. There the word is, you know, I was waiting on you to say genuine. But I'm not sold on Bernie, you know what I'm saying? In a way, you know what I'm saying, I'm a Hillary Clinton, you know what I'm saying, in a sense. And then I get to thinking about the 08 and the 2012 election when they, you know what I'm saying, tried to, you know what I'm saying, beat up on Barack, President Obama, you know what I'm saying? So it kind of, you know what I'm saying, catch an attitude all over again type shit. But outside of that, you know what I'm saying?
I feel where you were coming from. I'm not a Hillary fan, personally. If there were any other woman in office running, I'd be like, yeah, I want a woman, you know what I'm saying? I'd like to see that happen, but I just don't think we're ready for
Sarah
a Hillary. Hell no. Like an AC baby, you know what I'm saying? Like somebody rational, somebody with some goddamn sense, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
2020, baby.
I'm saying, right. So the three of us, right, I could see us as a dope-ass, like, you know, our own little, you know what I'm saying, running our own little house and shit, you know what I'm saying, our own little campaign, just the three of us.
Damn
like,
right.
Killing the shit, like, straight up.
Fuck it, I want to be the first guy. Shit, I want to be the first guy.
Yeah.
The first man.
Yeah, be the first guy. But you got to
let me go ahead.
Hey.
Let me propose now, professionally. Let me propose now.
Straight up. How you feel, Miss Estia? Let's ask you.
Hey, come on, man. Y'all already know what it do, man. I've been Team Clinton since she said last time when she announced she was running in 2016. I've been Team Clinton, man. I can't even stun, man. We was kind of winning. You know, the economy was in very good shape when Clinton was in office. He didn't do it by himself. You know what I'm saying? Hillary had his back, and then she got the, you know, the prestige of being a senator. You know what I'm saying? So she got that, you know, the mind for it. You know, she ready, and I think she could do some things. I mean, he wasn't doing it on his own. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what? I agree with you on that. I agree with you on that as far as, you know, her being the first lady and being able to have that role and get all that knowledge and soak up that game. But is she ready? Can she use that for good and bad and evil? Because to me, like, I've seen some real crooked shit. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, everybody got their fucked up ways. Let's just say that now. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's perfect. I don't think any of these candidates, right, exactly. Nobody is perfect and don't have no dirt. You know what I'm saying? But I can't go Hillary. I'm not pro Hillary. I'm sorry. So, yeah, I can bash me on that one, whatever. Bernie to win.
That's
fuck it.
Never that.
That's your view, baby. Man, we ain't finna bash you. Shit, that's what it is. Shit,
right.
You were kind enough to even share that you running for voting for Bernie.
You could have said, I don't disclose that sort of information.
Right, exactly. That's true. That's true, because a lot of people don't have to discuss it. Really, you don't have to discuss it.
You know what fucks me up the most, Miss Estia? You never want to give Bill Clinton all his credit. You always gonna throw it up. Yeah, you know she had something.
You know damn well he didn't do it by himself. Let's keep it.
If it's meant to be. And Hillary gets in the office, so are you going to give Bill them same type of props? You know what I'm saying? Like, she couldn't do it without Bill. Or you just going, oh, yeah, that was all my girl. Bill ain't have shit to do with it. You know what I'm saying?
They can't be a double standard.
I want you to give Bill his props.
You know what I'm saying? They're a good duo. You know what I'm saying? Just like I think with Barack, you know what I'm saying? Michelle, I'm sure, has absorbed some of this. You know what I'm saying? She, hey, that's my boy, so I call him that. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure she's absorbed some things, you know what I'm saying? She might come out of this and be a senator herself. I would love to see that. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. Truth be told, I wish it was Oprah running, because that's who I want to see in the Oval. Truth
man,
be told, Oprah, that's my opinion. That's
I'm
going
to go into Bernie. I'm going into Cedric Entertainer mode and motherfucking fight. Man, fuck Oprah.
Fuck
you hear me?
Oprah.
Shit,
I'm
I ain't
going
to
have
but watch that shit
man.
Move. You hear me?
I mean, fuck that, man. That bitch ain't got no bread for us. But anyway.
Fuck no. You hear me? Only reason why she ain't doing Barack because he light skin.
Right. I mean,
you stupid.
He half white and shit. She look at the white side of Barack. She don't see the black. You hear me? Hell, ask
right.
Oprah. Oprah ain't even going to claim to be black. Shit, Oprah's brown.
Nah.
You hear me?
She pulling the Mariah Carey. No one claims.
Shit, you know what it is. Man, please. Fuck Oprah. Shit. No, but I'll bullshit aside.
She's
you know
black
what I'm
saying? Black as a motherfucker.
Yes, she is. You know what I'm saying? She look like her feet stank. What the fuck?
Hell
like
yeah,
bitch.
Aw, you is wrong. How is this nigga going to equivalent feet stinking with black people,
like
though? Why would you say that, Mr. Tyler?
What do you mean?
Shaking my head.
About to get away with it, can I? Shit.
But I'm just saying, did we not just go from black people to feet stinking, nigga? Like, what the fuck,
man?
In the process of those. Oh, my God.
Just,
okay.
I'm just calling she hot. She like her breath in the morning just as hot as a motherfucker.
How?
You hear me? Hit it with that good morning to you. That my Lord.
Shit. That shit that
me open
on
like her breath stink.
Oh, wow.
Eat them.
These
open
are all
he passed like
his grocery store. Do not deflect
food.
That of Dollhouse Radio.
Eat that booty like his grocery store.
You know I got to throw my disclaimer here.
Motherfucker.
Right, always. No politically correct ass. Miss STL politically correct ass.
You hear me? Shit, fuck.
She's straight.
Man, you know, but you know what I'm saying? We pushing on this 10-20, so let me say this real fast and definitely try to leave y'all some time to say something. Here's my thing. You know what I'm saying? I really want...
You still on the night shift.
This 4-20 somewhere.
That nigga
hey,
said that 10-20.
Hey, you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying? When it, hey, that 20. That 20 somewhere. 20,
that
20, 20, 20
goddamn.
Shit. Right.
20.
So, here's
wow.
my thing. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I really want to... If us black folks don't get out and vote for Hillary, Hillary ain't getting in. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, these white men, they dread the fact that any woman, especially a white woman, telling them what to do and having that power over them. You know what I'm saying? So I fear if motherfucking Donald Trump gets the nominee, Donald Trump's going to become president unless us black folks actually get out and vote. But I think Donald Trump has ruffled enough feathers where us black folks, brown folks, yellow folks, blue folks, purple folks, you know what I'm saying? Poe folks.
The Republican
we,
Party say
you know,
they don't even support him.
They
say they
don't
back
support
him. Hillary if he get in.
Who's
this
that?
This is nothing but money, man. That man ain't finna
yeah.
win pure off no votes, man. I mean, it is some ignorant ass people out there going for it. Like, I don't understand this shit. Like, what is wrong? This man is straight
you know
off the fucking Richter scale.
It's kind of like what somebody else said. I don't know if it was, you know, MSNBC or HLN or whatever the fucking case may be. But like they said, you know what I'm saying? Donald Trump says the shit that they think, but they don't say. You know what I'm saying? So the people that back Donald, is, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, a motherfucker that refuses to tell you got a book on your nose. You know what I'm saying? It's the same difference, I think, right?
Right. Well,
not only that, though.
He playing on people's fears. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it comes to, you know, the Muslim issues. He's playing on he's been doing that since day one, playing on people's fears. You know what I'm saying?
And back to what we've been talking about, Ms. STL, you and I, the fucking breach of our whole fucking border, the line, everything. Is the security has been breached in America if this man gets in office. Why? He's too much of a fucking loose cannon. You know what I'm saying? He's a fucking wild. Like, dude has no filter. He has no restriction. And so that's going to get us fucked up out here. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, and with that being said, Well said, Miss Baby Incorporated. What we finna do is 420 somewhere. We finna take this 420. It's 420 right here in Central Standard Time, baby. So it's 420 right here in what the gateway. See to the west, Heartland, what call it. Let's go ahead and get into this 420. Let's play this Raphael. Stay lit. You know what I'm saying? Smokers unite. You know what I'm saying? If you got it, blaze that shit. Smoke with us. We'll be right back. Keep it locked.
Leaning to the left side, leaning to the right, mud in my two cups, I've been faded all night, I love calling you at 4 in the morning, faded, telling you things about me, I wouldn't tell you sober, I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga, I got family who never see the bigger picture. I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches. I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know when I'ma go, when I'ma die. So I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit. Yeah. Leaning to the right side, leaning to the left, sipping on this, oh my God, there ain't nothing left. Somebody pass me an already lit spliff. I'm way too faded to roll one.
Just do it.
Fitting in with all the misfits.
Do it.
I need a cold one. I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga. I got family who never see the bigger picture. I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches. I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know. When I'ma die, so I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit. Stay lit. Yeah, stay lit.
Tuned in, the truth be told, right here on the number one station streaming online, Dollhouse Radio, home of the indie artist, presented to you by Sexy Indy Morrell. Excuse me. Hit us up at 646-595-4038. That's 646-595-4038. Press 1 if you got something to say. If you ask anything, press 1. Press 1 again to take this shit back. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, we were just talking about the elections and whatnot, man. Baby just closed us out properly. And for those who want to know who that was, we were just playing, that's Raphael with Stay Lit, the jam, you know what I'm saying? Got women to turn the straightest bitches. Miss STL, how are you doing today?
That is
I am absolutely fucking phenomenal. My nigga.
I bet you. I know you are. Okay. I've seen you in action. I know that you are.
Oh, my goodness.
Trump, baby. Tell me I love you, Miss Estelle. Tell me I love you.
Yeah, you do.
Man. Little man smile with the crybaby tear, baby. You know what it is.
You heard me.
Hey, let's keep this shit going. Session hot in topics. Oh, shit. Where we going, man? Let's. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Let's fuck with Baby. You know what I'm saying? Because Baby.
No, let's just stop
Baby,
fucking with
I
Baby.
Love the way you closed that out about Donald Trump punk ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if you got something else to say, then don't go ahead.
I'm tired of Trump, man.
Yeah, fuck Trump,
all that.
Right?
Fuck Trump, man.
Fuck Trump. Hey, man, fuck that.
Sure.
If Trump becomes president, y'all.
Man, I want to talk about. Yeah, go ahead and talk about what will happen if Trump becomes president.
Go ahead, baby.
If
he becomes president, man, I'm with everybody else. Man, I'm going to Canada. Flat out. I'm going to Canada. I'll be back in 4 years because he ain't getting another term. And hopefully, like
Canada
you said,
they
motherfucker
to take they said they ain't letting these motherfuckers in there. Canada say, well, look, y'all can't come. All y'all motherfuckers can't come here. We don't do all that.
I'm going
y'all,
to Canada.
Y'all can't run here.
Yeah, Canada might shut the motherfucking border
down. Shit, damn right. Shit, fuck that, man. We going. Shit,
Canada might say,
like,
man, fuck you, Americans. Nigga,
I'm like David
Banner.
I'm hitchhiking to Canada, y'all. Fuck that. Flat out. Right on motherfucking 170. I'm hitchhiking, y'all.
They're going to be like, we ain't fucking with you.
Good thing
right.
got a store a clothes sign on it like the ones you see in the store that you could flip. You rolling up and stay open. They just come up and just turn it closed, denied. Your ass denied.
Right, and baby, you show right because you know that Donald Trump will fuck around, get us all fucking blew the fuck up with his disrespectful
ass.
Believe
it.
He's so disrespectful. You know.
Yep.
No filter. That nigga whole filter. You hear me? Shit. Cause you know hoes say anything. Don't care who gives a fuck. Hoes say anything. He whole filter. Not no filter. Whole filter. Shit. Anyway, baby, I'm sorry. I handed you the mic and then took the motherfucker right back. Just like a nigga.
It's
like
all
my
good. I had actually a couple of things that I wanted to address. But one of the things was according to Celebrity Gossip, right? So Jay-Z strikes back. Roc Nation is apparently countersuing Rita Ora for a whopping $2.4 million. He decided to take this step 6 weeks after Ora filed a suit against him. The allegations from her were that she wasn't given enough attention after the label began to manage professional athletes. Bullshit. The countersuit with Roc Nation claimed that the 25-year-old singer hadn't honored her contract, which she signed in 2008. She was supposed to deliver 5 albums, but has only made 1 since, and that album, I believe, entitled Aura, which was released in 2012. The label has spent, since then, $2 million on marketing and developing the 2nd album, which she has yet to release. So it's kind of a back-and-forth thing going on, which I figured Jay-Z was going to snap back on that one. You know, she wasn't just going to get that off. But it's one of those label situations, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, that
she
does,
ain't really...
I'm sorry, baby.
Go ahead.
I apologize. No, I was just going to say, that's like, kind of crazy because, like, you know what I'm saying, like, the label is the one in control of when things get released. You know what I'm saying? So what? I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? They're the ones in control.
How do you get that
lax? They're the ones that put the switch right. So what the fuck?
Right.
What?
Diva.
Y'all just, that's some bullshit. They're the ones that control that. Why you think Lil Wayne was bitching and fit about Carter 6? Because the label was in control of him not dropping it. You know what I'm saying? So what the fuck?
Yeah.
No, what is the label doing? What the fuck are y'all doing? Fuck out of here. Come on, man. They pull that switch.
And I guess that's why they countersued 6 weeks later. You know what I'm saying? Because she sued first. You know what I mean? So obviously there was an issue with the label. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On her end, maybe there was a lack of attention, which is why her albums wasn't done. You know what I'm saying? Who knows? We don't really know. We just from the outside looking in. We don't know if it was her not being able to push out the records or if it was the label not giving her the proper attention that she needed to get that work done, you know what I'm saying, or the studio time or whatever. We don't know, you know. But
I don't know.
You just
you
think of Jay-Z,
right, because...
man, everything is going to be on point, but you never know.
Yeah, I mean, I was saying it earlier, man, it's favoritism with everything, you know what I'm saying, and you know what I'm saying, if it ain't Rihanna, you know what I'm saying, or Jay-Z himself dropping, I don't know if anybody, I haven't really seen Roc Nation actually put any any real, you know what I'm saying, effort towards any artist of lately. When is the last time we actually seen an artist? Well, I'll take that back, because J. Cole on the Rock Nation, right? Ain't J. Cole on
sure
the Rock Nation?
I'm not sure who he signed with.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm saying I'm not sure who J. Cole is signed with.
Yeah, I think he with Rock Nation because, you know, Jay-Z made an appearance in that little HBO or Showtime, whatever kind of, you know what I'm saying, special that was. But, you know what I'm saying, I really haven't seen Rock Nation actually, you know what I'm saying, pushing anybody, you know what I'm saying? So it's possible, but like you said, baby, we don't know what goes on behind closed doors because I feel like with everything that was going on with Rita Ora and Chris Brown, that was her perfect time to capitalize on what the fuck was going on, you know what I'm saying, because she was hot, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's talking about Rita Ora and Chris Brown.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on, though, because Jigga's, like, signing a lot of people right now. I believe I just seen DJ Khaled got a chain. He got the Last Rock chain from him. And somebody else. It was a couple people, like, just recently who The Rock just picked up. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. Is he biting off more than he can chew?
Check this out real quick, though. And people are stingy as fuck. And I'm going to tell you, it gets even worse when you get in the industry because we saw it done here in St. Louis, and I'm name dropping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We saw it done here with Dirty E&T. People will take artists, you know what I'm saying, or not just artists, you know what I'm saying, whatever genre, and put them under their label so they're under their hand to do things and will shelf their ass because they know that if they get out there on their own or under another label, they can be a threat. We saw that done.
Right, that's true.
You know
that's
what I'm
true.
Saying? With
WWE. Yeah, they do that all the time.
And they don't want nobody else to sign them like, oh, they hot. You know what I'm saying? So before somebody else get it, let me stick my hand in there, snatch them up, you know what I'm saying, pull them full of lead, you know what I'm saying, and sit them on the shelf. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they just don't want
to wait till they
want
shut
nobody
down.
Else to get them to get out there. We saw that done here. We know that. Dolby Nelly.
Yeah, crazy, true be told.
Who, Nelly? Who is Nelly? What is that, is that a bitch or something? Nelly. Who the fuck is Nelly? No. All bullshit aside, you so right because, I mean, you spoke of Nelly and that. The biggest example is TML for me because, you know what I'm saying, TML would have definitely, with that album, that first album they dropped with Whirlwind, man, that motherfucker should have been quadruple platinum. That shit should have went quadruple platinum. You know what I'm saying? When I finally heard the disc, man, I was like, oh, man, there is no way I shouldn't have heard four songs off this album. You know what I'm saying? I think we only heard like two songs, not even two. I think only Whirlwind was the only song that they dropped, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And then they got killed.
And that's what, you know, the labels are quick to do that. I just think maybe Rita Ora got to the point where she was so hot where she may have got diva. She got diva-itis. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, some people become unbearable. You know what I'm saying? You can't deal with them. You know what I'm saying? She all over TMZ and everywhere else. She like, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? I come in when I want to. All right, you should all right. When you come in, there won't nobody know you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, shit, you won't get in. So, I don't know. But that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah, they better count us too. Shit. But then she kind of, fucking with somebody like Jay-Z, man. Even if she wins this, man, she's probably done. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z is like Diddy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, blackball, you is over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I applaud her. I applaud her for having the kahunas to go ahead and go against, you know what I'm saying, one of the greatest of all time. You know, so
right.
I applaud her. Fuck it. Why not? You know what I'm saying? Plus, you know, bitches is mad, man. Queen B, man, all day. Salute. Beyonce. Love her. Y'all know what it is. I had to get that shout out. Don't judge me, as Miss STL say. Don't judge me. It ain't even Sunday. Don't judge me. Shit. Hey, it's good.
All right, my bad.
No, all
right,
it ain't
so
no bad.
In brief news, right? So according to E! News, I checked out this little story I thought was pretty cool. Alicia Keys and Sweet Speech's 5-year-old son seems to be following in his parents' musical footsteps. He's actually created a beat, for Kendrick Lamar's Untitled Unmastered album. I thought it was pretty dope. Which, you know, like I said, I thought it was cool. You could hear a preview of that track. Check out a clip of Young Egypt at eonline.com if you want to see that. So I thought it was pretty dope.
Oh,
it's actually a full instrumental that he's making, you know what I'm saying, for Kendrick Lamar stuff, and you know, that's big, you know what I'm saying. He's jumping out the gate doing something major, and he's number five, so yeah, so big
damn.
Ups to Lil Young Egypt, yeah, yeah, for real.
Damn, I got a couple beats too. How you gonna give that shit to a fire? I love Alicia Keys all day. You know, I don't fuck with Swiss. I don't fuck with Swiss. But Alicia Keys, I fuck with Alicia Keys. You know what I'm saying?
I see.
I mean, damn. What the guy? Can I submit my beat? Shit. No, all bullshit aside, man. Hey, that's powerful shit. Hey, much love to Kendrick Lamar, the man, though. You know what I'm saying? But much love to
him. Yeah, he's showing love, too. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, and that's hot for a little 5-year-old to make a damn. I can't wait to hear the beat.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I want to hear, you know what I'm saying? I know he got some skills. That's what, you know what I'm saying? It's what's suspected of the second generation, you know what I'm saying, of superstars that can be because it's in their DNA,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Hey, I can't wait. I really can't wait to hear the beat. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, hey, I'm Alicia Keys fan. I kind of got upset when she fucked with Swiss, because, you know what I'm saying, I was like her daddy. He ain't good enough for it. But,
right.
You know what I'm saying? But I love Alicia Keys, for real.
Oh,
I love Alicia Keys.
Amazing.
Man,
yeah.
I've seen in concert.
I wish you make some more music, man. Come on. Come on, Alicia. You got to give us what we've been waiting on.
Have you ever seen that person? Oh, my God, man. Them legs. I'm telling you. I'm a breast man, but them legs, man. Oh, my God. God, no disrespect to you, Swiss. Regardless, I don't fuck with you. No disrespect to you. You know, that's your lady, but she got some beautiful legs, flat out. Shit. I almost disrespected my lady and went up to the stage and rubbed on her legs. That's before Swiss got with her. You hear me? No bullshit. I was tempted.
Shit.
I was tempted. You hear me?
Nigga was
Hey, man, I'm sweating, man. Anyway, that's hot.
Hey.
I love it. I can't wait to hear that beat. You know what I'm saying? And I know Kendrick going to show him some love and kill it. You hear me? So,
hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a Kendrick Lamar fan. You know what I'm saying? I don't take the new artists like that. Not that Kendrick's really new now. You know what I'm saying? But I don't take the people like that. It take about 3 years. I want to see a motherfucker get to their sophomore album before I actually play you some attention. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so,
true. Yeah, that's when you know if a person really going to stick around. You know what I'm saying? You gotta kind of wait it out. That freshman, anybody can be dope on that first one because niggas had that energy when they first come in, but then the artists get laxed and they don't really drop it. It never be like the first album, you know. But I think Kendrick is really doing a good job. Like, he's dude is amazing to me. I didn't really even trip off how cold he was until recently. You know,
right, same here.
Seeing how in depth and really how he really is pro-black and involved in really trying to change some things about the world and the people around him and his surroundings. Like, dude, and he engaged. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, his music has substance compared to this Young Thug bullshit type of music. You know what I'm saying? He's the ass like a got the beat. You know, man.
Yeah, man.
Get your ass down, nigga. Man, nigga. You hear me? Shit. Y'all can't tell me Young Thug look like his ass can't spell. Tell me. I bet that nigga can't spell computer.
Man, Young Thug, man, he's not even up for conversation on this show.
Right.
That nigga can't even spell
ugly. We don't even want to talk about idiots. We ain't on the idiot segment, are we?
That nigga can't spell penis.
We just want
Leave the game kids alone. Stalking that ass. Fucking lurking.
Oh, my God.
Did you just disrespect
my nigga?
Daughter was his.
What'd she say?
Who does
who daughter?
Huh?
What?
Young Thug. He tweeted that he
tweeted that the game's daughter was beautiful, and he wished that the game's daughter was his daughter. Who does that?
Oh, yeah.
Who does that?
I heard that.
Who does that?
Really crazy
fucking
shit.
Fucking pedophile ass. Get your ass
off.
Thanks, but
well,
no.
Well, you know what I'm saying? That's awkward. But with that same token, you know what I'm saying?
It's beyond awkward, bro. It's like she said, bro, that's some pedophilia shit. Like, who is even thinking that kind of shit? Like, you thankful for your kids, and you know what I'm saying? And you like, oh, my children are beautiful. Even if in your back of your head you had a thought like, damn, that little baby is cuter than my baby or whatever. I wish that was, you know what I'm saying? You don't really say shit like that. You know what I'm saying? You roll with what you have, nigga. Like, what kind of shit is that, bro? You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Like, dude be, like, overly tripping off little kids. Like, he made a remark about somebody else's kid online. You know what I'm saying? Oh, your baby or your little boy or some shit. Cute or some shit. I can't even remember what it was, man. I don't remember if it was a boy or a girl, man. But I wouldn't be surprised. That nigga.
Dude is ridiculous. Hey, let me find out. let me find out.
I read a little beef about that, you know what I'm saying? It was a little, because, you know, they had beef earlier and shit, so I heard about it, but damn, you hear me? Wow.
Right.
Man, how about this, man? We finna take a quick break. It's break time. That's fucked up. Let's get into some Mila J. I'm trying to debate here. We've got Diamonds featuring Drake and Feature, or Don't, or Friends, man. What should I play, y'all, man?
Diamonds.
What
you feeling, Diamonds, baby? I'm some Diamonds. What you feeling?
Don't.
I feel Friends. So what the fuck we finna do? Play a minute of each? Fuck it. Can we agree upon something?
I'm my shit.
I don't know, man. You have a rock, paper, scissors battle in this motherfucker. No, I'm just playing.
Yeah, let's do that.
I love Mila J.
Let's do that.
Whatever you play
fuck
by
it.
Mila
let's do that.
J,
we gotta do,
I'm
hey,
with
you. Okay,
no, let's do rock, paper, scissors.
Miss STL, think of a number from 1 to 10. Okay, and I'm going to call a number. Baby going to call a number. And I know you're an honest person, right, Miss STL? So you're going to let us know who. I'm picking on a number now. So I'm going to pick number. I'm going eight. What you going, baby?
Seven.
Okay.
Oh, my God. It's on baby. I swear to God, baby hit it because when I play stuff, I play dice numbers. And you always want that seven,
ooh,
baby. That seven. Hit that seven. I'm a dice shooter.
I play Federal Reserve numbers. We the eighth biggest Federal Reserve.
That nigga
played
a double of death.
I'm playing eight on the dollar bill. And the number eight represents St. Louis, Missouri Federal Reserve. So I'm eight all day.
Chinese thing of numerology, that's a bad number.
But baby hit it on the head. She say don't. We gotta make it don't. She
don't.
Hit it right on the head.
Baby
hit
it.
Yeah, I hit it.
That's the number of completion biblically.
Can I hit it? Let me hit it.
Hey, we finna get this Mila J. Don't cover girl mixtape. Mila J. is a Dial House Radio Spotlight artist. As long as Raphael, we played earlier. Let's go ahead and get to this Mila J. Don't, and we'll be back.
I won.
Baby,
give me my
baby
money.
Hit it. Baby, hit
you
it.
You lost.
Don't play with her. Don't be dishonest. Ay. Still not understanding this logic. Ay. I'm back and I'm better. Want you bad as ever. Don't let me just let up. I wanna give you better. Baby, it's whatever. Somebody gotta step up. Somebody's on next up. Be damn if I let them catch up. It's easy to see that you're fitter. I am on a whole nother level. Girl, he only fought you over cause you let him. Fucking girl, I guess he didn't know any better. Girl, that man didn't show any effort. Do all I can just to show you you're special. Certain it's your love that holds me together. Lately you say he been killing the vibe. Gotta be sick of this guy. Pull up skirt, get in the right. Left hand is steering, the other is gripping your thigh. Light up a spliff and get high. Shawty, you deserve what you've been missing. Looking at you, I'm thinking he must be tripping. Play this song for him, girl, I'm just listening.
Oh, you just get don't play a game. phone that got me feeling this way. And I think so far, baby, no propane. Yeah, got that good, he be doing his thing. I'ma keep it 100, man, ain't no shame. The way he put it down, he deserve everything. Oh, baby, I swear he holds it down. Yeah, he holds it now. So don't.
Shooter, you know you want to see that 7 when they come out your hand. That's what you want to see, baby.
I'm done with my Amsterdam, y'all. I'm done with it. It's time to pop over this Budweiser root bottle. Hi, you gonna let me get on your check, baby? Budweiser root bottle.
You singing like that? Oh yeah.
Oh man, see this is. Oh man, see. Fuck that. Man, let's keep this session hot and topics rolling. Baby hit it. Miss STL in the motherfucking building. What's good, baby? Talk to us.
Hey man, look, hey. You know her, truth be told, I'm not above giving out awards, you know what I'm saying? So I got one, Are You Stupid or okay. Elementary teacher isolates an 8-year-old child in the classroom. They put the child chair in the middle of the classroom and surrounded the child with a box, like boxes you find, like refrigerator boxes and stuff, and basically encaged this child in the classroom for at least a month. No notification to the parent, no nothing, and they just had it because they said the child talked too much. 8 years old. So the mom says, my child, the grades are starting to come down. All of a sudden, the kid says, I don't want to go to school anymore. And that she has to find out through investigation, not that anybody called her. Every day this kid was made to go with the principal to have lunch. So during recess, they would make the child wash walls and wipe down fountains. This has been going on for a month. You know what I'm saying? And they said if the child was good, they would give the kid a Jolly Rancher. Bitch, are you stupid? I'm trying to figure out, first of all, why the school never contacted this mom? You eat every day, you sending this child to eat with the principal, and you making the child clean the school at recess time? Tell me what's wrong with that picture.
What's wrong is it?
Well, the school is doing it, right? The school is the one that's doing this shit, so clearly they're not going to call. What's wrong with the school? What's wrong with the people? What's wrong with fucking humanity is the question, man. People don't fucking care no more. You know, ain't no love. Man, that shit is crazy, you know? How do you even treat a child that way, man?
Right.
That shit is crazy, man.
Can I see some criminal charges against the administrators at this school and his teacher? They straight just box the kid in with boxes. Just because, not that he was a bad kid, he was just talkative. So in her mind, he was being disruptive. And you got my child scrubbing
Yo, that's what the fuck you got a janitor for? What the fuck? You got my kids scrubbing down thousands and say you get a Jolly Rancher if you good today?
You know, that makes me really afraid. It makes me afraid to send my child to school. And not so much for the sake of what someone could do to my child, but for the sake of what I'm going to do to somebody for fucking with my child.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Well,
because it's too much, man. It's crazy, dog. I'd rather just homeschool my child. Like, it's too much. These motherfuckers is sick. Everybody's got stresses, and like I've been talking about this word, the word for the week to me is loose, because everybody is too fucking loose right now. The teachers are getting loose. You know what I'm saying? I remember when there was structure. Now, I ain't saying shit was perfect at any point, but I just remember a little bit more structure coming up than I see today. Even going to, like, conferences and shit for, like, my little brother, or, you know, having to go and talk to teachers about shit like that. Even their conversations is looser. Like, they don't even converse like teachers anymore. They just say what the fuck they want. Oh, he's out of hand. Like, they talk that cool shit to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, wait a minute. Where did you fucking get your degree? Where did you educate? Because, you know what I'm saying? You ain't here teaching these children, and this is what they see. Not only are they, you know, outside of school, everything else is fucked up. But when you go to school, you, like, to me, a school should be a safe house. You know what I'm saying? For a lot of kids, a school should be a fucking safe house. You know what I'm saying? That's one avenue that the government set up that really could have been all the way a check, a plus. You know what I'm saying? But they just fucked it up in so many ways. But we can still use it to our advantage. We can dig out the good out in it. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, it's crazy, man. It's fucked up when you think about it, man. Like, school should be a safe house, a place children are able to go and learn and get the proper shit. You know what I'm saying? Not the improper, but the proper. You know what I'm saying? That should be one place.
Them days is obsolete as fuck nowadays.
Shit over, ain't it, man?
You so right. You know what I'm saying? From what I see from, you know, these teachers are weak, you know what I'm saying? They weak as fuck because, you know, it's like, you know, I got a partner whose child is bad as hell. But, you know what I'm saying, there ain't no such thing as bad children, as bad parents. But the child, you
That's
know,
right.
needs some guidance. And, you know, the school gave up on the child. Like, the child can't do nothing. But yet, I'm like, I told the motherfucker when I picked the baby up, I'm like, I know it's a teacher on every level that there's one teacher that can handle this baby. You can't tell me this child is running y'all to the point where you say there's no hope. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I ain't never known, like you said, growing up where a teacher feel like there's no hope. My teachers back in the day be like, look, you can't handle them, let me have them. Let them come to my class. I got them.
I got them.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
These teachers are weak because they bringing their personal problems in the job. You know what I'm saying? Even when the teacher, I was talking to the teacher because the baby fought the teacher. You know what I'm saying? But the teacher looked like she was scared of the baby, scared enough where she would have fought the baby just because she know that she can outpower the baby. Where, like you said, I'm scared to send my children to school from a teacher fight my baby. It ain't, you know what I'm saying? Where I'm going to end up in jail because I'm going to kill the bitch. You know, some of these niggas are bitches too, but I'm going to kill the bitch. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you're so right, man. It's so terrible nowadays where, man, that story right there is crazy. Man, I be goddamn, man. My child, you got my child scrubbing the damn. Fuck that. Sit my child in the corner for 8 hours if you want. You feel that way. Don't have my baby
clean
in your goddamn school.
Fuck that.
No,
fuck that. You call me. You call
me.
And I deal with my child. If my child can't do what you say after you've given instruction, you need to call me. Because at that point, if you make any decision to react in any way and do something that could possibly harm my child psychologically, you know what I'm saying, physically, whatever, so have you. But you don't have that right to do that. That's my child.
And
you know, so if you have a problem dealing with that child, then you need to release that child to that child's parent. You don't fucking just do what you want to do. You call the police in. Police nowadays slamming these kids and shit. What right do they have?
Right.
If the children are out of that much out of order, then maybe they shouldn't be at school. But you still don't have the right to put your hands on nobody's children. I don't care.
Right.
You know.
Right.
just point blank. You don't do that shit, you know?
They totally segregated this child. That she psychologically, you're fucking this kid up. The mom said the grades started slipping. The child's like, I don't want to go to school today, mommy. You know what I'm saying? So you had to learn through your child that this was going on. This went on for at least a month. That they were doing this to this kid every day. Six hours. You're encased in a box, and all you can see is a view of the board and the teacher because you don't. What? Who the fuck does that? What school
used
to go down?
All right, you maybe go back to the bitchware.
Okay.
That's crazy.
And what was the award you handed out, Miss STL?
Huh?
What was that award you handed out? The name of that award.
Bitch, are you stupid?
Bitch, are you stupid?
Gotta be to put my ass in the motherfucking box.
The brand of Mr. Timer supports women. Said, bitch, are you stupid? Yeah, I'm with you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The hell?
That's crazy. Oh, man, that infuriates the most common.
What is happening to our country, man? What is happening to our world?
We got a black president.
Man, everything just look at what the scriptures have depicted. They can say what they want about that Bible. I don't care. We ain't got to get religious right now, but I'm going to speak on this. You know what I'm saying? Because the Bible depicts everything that's taking place. So for you to say ain't nothing right or real about that Bible, you got to be out your damn mind because it's taking place right now. So that is the prophecy that lied before us that was telling us what was going to happen all along. And here history is repeating itself. How the fuck we getting back to slavery? I mean, we never got out of slavery, but how do we get back to the racial, to the actual, this is what I'm talking about, where it's a war to where we're back to the hatred, the slurs, the people, we fighting each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, how? If you hate a person and that's in your heart, then you just kept it to your fucking self. But now we just, letting it all out. Once again, loose. Word for the fucking week. Everybody just loose, man. What the fuck is happening, man? This shit.
Man.
It's a war zone, man. We at war, man.
Yeah.
We're at war.
Yeah. And see, that's why we need to start, you know what I'm saying, as parents, start spending more time and conversating with our children about what's going on. How was your day? You know what I'm saying? What took place?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What did you like? What did you dislike? You know what I'm saying? Opposed to just picking them up and do your homework. Here, eat your dinner. Go to bed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're so right, Mr. Timon. That is a good point, man. A lot of people pick their children up and don't even converse with them. Or they on the phone when their kid get in the
car,
right?
That's because they too busy letting social media raise their children.
Man,
they get off
and or expecting the school to do it.
Kids got smartphones at like 10, 11 now. You know what I'm saying? You pick them
before
up, they on their phone as soon as they
shit,
get in the
you
car.
Right,
before that.
Mm-hmm.
My little 14-year-old cousin got a $700 phone. I'm like, okay, well, that's what it do.
What?
You know what I'm saying? But, hey,
ridiculous. Crazy.
A $700 phone? I'm looking at my shit like, damn, what the fuck happened here?
But what has a child done to deserve it?
$700.
Right, and now you got to reevaluate yourself as a parent. Yeah, what has a child done that they deserve a $700 phone?
I tell kids, the babies I deal with on a daily, I tell them all the time, bad kids are not rewarded. That's what's fucked up about these times. Kids be bad, and parents want to reward them. Like, you know what I'm saying, you scold them, but then the next minute, they do what the fuck they want to do, how they want to do what the fuck they want to do. No.
Yeah.
Bad kids are not rewarded.
And you laugh about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, one thing that really irritates me, man, as a parent, you know what I'm saying? I never felt this way until I became a parent is when somebody around you try to raise your child, or not necessarily try to raise your child, but may laugh at something that your child is doing when you have an opportunity to scold your child, and it's not funny. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, damn, you an adult. Are you really? It make me really, I want to snap the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that, because I don't like people.
Damn,
I feel like you stepping in to some, that's a very, very vulnerable moment, you know what I'm saying, for me to teach my child something, to correct that behavior, and you fucking it up by making them think it's a joke. You know what I'm saying?
And the fact that I hang with you, like, I can't have motherfuckers, like, I have to evaluate people I have around my child all together.
Damn,
like, I just don't even, or even, and not even just my child, but even my company, the company I keep. Like, do I even want to be around your ass? You know what I'm saying?
Because
like,
it's really also true color shit. Like, you basically saying, you know, it's not just them being around your child. If they like that around your child, then you... They, you know what I'm saying? It's something you ain't seeing on your level, you know what I'm saying? And they showing it to you. I feel you all day.
Exactly.
Like, I got a crazy, you know, we all got that drunk-ass uncle and shit. But, you know, my uncle gets outrageous with some shit that he do and say. And I'll be like, I'll be telling my cousins and other family, man, stop laughing at that dude. That shit is not funny. You know
not
what I'm saying?
Funny, right.
You
and
laughing
and
make
making
him think
it
cool.
Worse. You making it worse because you staring it on longer when it could be nipped in the bud and somebody could just tell this dude, hey, man, you need to stop that shit, go get you fucked up. And people don't tell people the truth anymore. That's the problem. Your best fucking friend gonna let you walk around with a boog on your face all fucking day instead of telling you, hey, you got a boog on your face. I tell motherfuckers. You know, I'm the most truthful person. Like, yeah, exactly. Like, that is so fucking wrong. Like, how are you my friend and you let me do that? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It could be real small shit like that, but that's major to me. Like, that's crazy. Like,
yeah, it is, because shit, I'll be mad as a motherfucker when when I go somewhere and then I finally get back to a mirror and be like, golly, man, why this motherfucker
hurt
me?
This
motherfucking crust at the bottom of my nose.
All day long, nigga, you gonna let me...
That's so disrespectful.
Yep.
It's so disrespectful. Miss STL, you too quiet. You scared me. You too quiet. Where you at, baby? How you feel about it?
No, I mean, it's just what it is. To me, that when it comes to little shit like that, it's just a common courtesy thing. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is. Yeah. Common human courtesy. You know what I'm saying? People have lost that. You know what I'm saying?
True.
You don't let people just. It's about not letting motherfuckers embarrass themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I've been in that. We've all been in that predicament. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, you get back to a mirror, you had a little something going on. You be like, damn, ain't nobody said nothing. Ain't nobody.
Right.
At least be.
Because
you don't
you know
want to say nothing. The power of the power of suggestion is a motherfucker. If you scared to say something because you don't know the person, just all you got to do is make eye contact and just rub your nose. I guarantee you that person, 9 times out of 10, will at least rub or flick their nose or, you know what I'm saying, reach up towards their nose. I guarantee you.
It's
psychological.
Hey, have y'all ever just, like, a motherfucker got a piece of lint? You don't even know the motherfucker. You like, can I get this lint off your back? This shit bothering the fuck out of me. Can I get this?
I've done it.
But see, that's what I'm saying. What does that say if a person doesn't say anything and you went through a whole room and nobody said nothing, but everybody was just talking to you like it was all good, right? Internally, they were really laughing at you. Like, they all laughing at you without really doing it. Like, they the greatest fucking actors. You know, this shit is crazy.
I ain't gonna say necessarily that they was laughing at you, but some people are timid or they don't know what to say.
Laugh.
It's not necessarily that they're laughing, you know what I'm saying, but they might not know, they might not want to point that out. You know what I'm saying? Everybody don't have the cojones to do it. You know what I'm saying? So it's just what it is. But you can't. If you with family or friends, that's one thing. But if you in a room full of strangers, them motherfuckers, they don't give a fuck about you. It's one thing if you with your people. If you with your people, you like, damn, cuz, you ain't saying shit. And I got a book of shit. It's right there. That's different.
But in 2016... strangers are more reluctant to tell you that shit than your own fucking people, if you think about it. You be out in public and a stranger be like, hey man, you got a booger on your fucking face, man.
It's okay.
Like, they don't even have to fucking know you. Hey, bro, it's totally cool. Like, this shit happens to me all the fucking time. Like, trust me. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's like, trust me, man. Motherfucker, it happens. It just happens, man.
Yeah, right.
And
you know what? And if that was a club setting for me, I'm the type of nigga like, you know what? I appreciate it. Let me get you a drink. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I've had a motherfucker like, hey, wipe it. Hey, hit your nose, man. You got to put it.
Yeah.
All right, damn. All right, bro. Right on, bro. Hey, let me get you a drink. You hear me?
Right.
Shit. But it is fucked up nowadays. But, you know, people are so far gone nowadays, it's hard to even say, hey, man, you know, it's hard to say anything to people because motherfuckers are, to me, I think people are trying so hard to be something that they're not than to just be who they are. People love you more when you are who you are because we are individuals, you know what I'm saying? So I just, you know, because, you know, some people are so nasty with it and this shit, you know what I'm saying? Some people don't give a fuck. So I know it's there, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, fuck it, man. I don't know, man. It's a crazy time. It's a crazy time. But, baby, you sure right, man. Miss STL, you right as a motherfucker. That shit right there, man, I wish I'm on some Cedric shit today. I wish a motherfucker would have my child clean up school. Shit. If I ain't signed no paper to say my baby can clean a school, I wish a motherfucker would. You hear me? Fuck that. Yeah. My baby had to be doing some, had to do some foul shit like dumping over trash cans just for fun, like, fuck it, I'm going to dump all these trash cans. Then yeah, I signed a paper. You so your ass learned that was wrong.
Nah.
Go ahead.
I don't give a fuck.
You said no.
They can say what they
want
about me.
You said no. If your baby was knocking over trash cans, you wouldn't sign a consent
fuck
for your baby. Not every day. You know what I'm saying?
No, she had to clean that shit up, but on my mama, you got her fucked up. Hey, you got my baby fucked up. She ain't clean no shit. Bitch, I better find
baby mama.
A motherfucking median and compromise, bitch. What's the problem?
Fuck that. I can hear your baby's teaching now. Here come baby's mama. You hear me? Shit. Put away the motherfucking, put away the candy. Shit, fuck that. What the fuck?
Give an extra Jolly Rancher. She was really good today.
Because, you know, I be telling my people, you know, I think the biggest problem with these parents nowadays is they don't exercise their right as parents to speak on. Because, you know, some teachers are disrespectful, ain't got no kids, but want to tell you how to raise your child.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
my mama didn't play
that
shit. My mama was down for me for right or wrong. I remember back in school, my mama came. She used to ride for me. I used to be wrong in certain shit, you know. You know, I had a couple sexual harassments, but nothing.
Oh, no, wait. Wait. Oh, hold on. Don't sip that
hey,
shit
look,
in.
Talk about it real quick, though.
Let's talk about it.
Fuck it. Fuck it. They put me out the motherfucking girls' locker room, nigga, at high school. They made me dress, nigga, in the bathroom. They was like, the girls are saying you make them feel uncomfortable. And
oh,
I'm like,
minute,
how, bitch, how? I'm like, them bitches looking at me, too. What the fuck is you saying? So, but anyway.
Which Miss Jackson am I talking to? Now, this some shit I expect from Miss SDL. Which Miss Jackson am I talking to?
No, just let breaking news. No,
oh, my God. You said sexual harassment in school? Fuck no.
Man, fuck
them.
I wasn't harassing nobody. No. That's not true. Let me tell you what it
was,
bro. The truth
be told moment.
Yeah, that was my truth be told moment, but I'm going to keep it 100, though. The real truth is because I had an adult personality that I took to school, I couldn't filter myself, you know what I'm saying? So I was so off the chain with it, I say shit like, damn, you know, I'm in the lunchroom, I don't want this motherfucking shit, I want some pussy, you know what I'm saying? So motherfucking
oh, wow.
On the record.
Right.
This is the truth, not an excuse.
Yeah, you better know it. Keep it 100.
Okay.
But look.
Which Miss Jackson am I talking to? God damn me.
Hey, I was low key with my shit. I was discreet. Yeah. I wasn't saying it out loud, but hey, you can meet me over in the music building. You can meet me in the music building. I wasn't saying it out loud. I'm a whisper in your ear. Meet me in the music building.
Not you got them playing
minutes.
Them notes though.
You hear me?
Oh my God.
Soprano.
Okay.
Man, I'm a man. God damn it. Shit. Would I be wrong to ask for a threesome? God damn me.
Oh, this nigga is crazy. You're not even ready for that. I promise you.
It just got real. The turn-up is real.
Because it is. Because you can't handle this one. Woo! I'm telling you, this bitch right here. Turn up. You ever had a turn-up dream? Oh, my God.
Did you hear her? Miss STL said she was low key with her shit. Baby said, Baby's on fire.
Cause see, them cheerleaders they didn't know. You know what I'm saying? They didn't know. You know, they didn't want that kind of. You know what I'm saying? Back it was clear. You know, back in the day, it wasn't like that. You know what I'm saying? That generation back then wasn't what it was now. So it wasn't like, you know what I'm saying? You couldn't do all that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's different generations, different strokes, different folks. Back then, you couldn't do all that. Not just, you could, but no, they wasn't about it. They wanted to be discreet. You know what I'm saying? Leave me in the music building, 20 minutes.
Yeah, because them bitches really liked me, and they used to be like, when their friends come around, oh, yeah, she said da-da-da-da, bitch, you said that to me. What the fuck is you talking about? I'm like, this shit's crazy. Oh, bitch, you want to stop when your friends around, huh, bitch? You don't like me no more, huh, bitch? Oh, bitch, you just wanted to give me the business, you slut.
Where was y'all when I went to school? I mean, God
where
damn.
Where your ass was at when nigga wasn't me?
Right. What the fuck? I done heard it. Oh, man. I don't even know what to say. Hell, man. I'm you know, so I'm rocked up over here. I'll hold up, y'all. Man, my beer slushy, I'm rocked up, man. I'm on point. You hear me?
Uh-oh.
So,
uh-oh.
God damn. I don't even know what to go with it. I'm myself in a whirlwind. That shit right there is crazy. Truth be told,
man.
Moment from baby. And once again, people on the record, that's the truth, not a motherfucker.
That's the truth. Yeah.
Oh my
God.
Say
the truth.
I can imagine going to jail. I'm gonna tell y'all straight up. One thing I never wanted to do was ever. That's a title that I never wanted to ever be associated with. Was the sexual harassment. I mean, it's different from a guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And. You know, so I've never want to, and you know, I've never want to appear. I never want to appear, nor am I. I'm not a thirsty ass dude. So, you know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute, let me clear that up, nigga, because.
Wait, hold on, baby.
I was a pimp, okay?
See?
I was a pimp.
Anyone?
I know, I'm just saying. A lot of motherfuckers couldn't handle the pimping. You know what I'm saying? They thought they could. The juice was so good when they get around, they want a little juice. They think they want the juice, you know what I'm saying? Then somebody come around, you know what I'm saying? Throw all the missiles be thrown off, you know what I'm saying? But the twat still be hot, you know what I'm saying? So, bitch. You know, I can't really explain all this, man.
What kind of
train has this turned into? What the fuck is going on? Oh, my God. What are we got? Is it time for a break? I mean, what the fuck? I mean, what is going on?
Wait, you don't want to break it. I can't break. No, I can't break.
The juice be
right,
loose in the twat be
hot. What the fuck is going on?
We can't break it. It's too hot in this bitch. We can't break it.
Oh, my God. What the fuck is
we got niggas
really
jacking
good.
Off at home, bitches playing with their pussies. Fuck that. We can't break it.
Oh, turn up.
No. Somebody tap the phone. Who tapped the phone?
DHR triple X, to be told DHR triple X or something in a minute.
Yeah.
It's no filter. You know what it is. Shit, the boss lady, the boss lady no filter. Fuck that. Shit, I wish she was calling to say something right now. And please call in. Shit,
somebody come talk to me.
Call in, baby.
Somebody talk to baby.
I'm finna get a motherfucking email about sexual harassment. I asked for a threesome. Shit, this shit too good. I don't even want to break. We done missed the break.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, you know we addressed this in the meeting.
Ms. Estelle, what is going on?
Oh, man,
tell her what we need. Because we already got our mind made up of what we want in the threesome. It don't look like him.
God damn. Wow. It's time for vacated, y'all.
You are excluded sign. Hey, she just trapped you.
What?
She just blackballed your ass. She put you out. You got a border around you.
She put the border around her.
It's like I gotta send a dick pic that she didn't approve of. What the fuck?
She
killed her.
Hey, oh, my fault, my fault,
you know how to fuck up a hard dick, baby.
This is crazy.
The fuck? Shit. You know what? She bullshit, y'all. She bullshit.
Yeah,
she gonna
throw
me on the bus like that.
Excluded on your forehead.
Right. You know we want your little yellow booty.
She done Arsenio Hall my ass. Like Arsenio Hall said when he was on Apprentice. Hey, Arsenio said on Apprentice. I'll take the bus, roll over your ass, and put that bitch in reverse and back over you. That's the shit the baby just did to me. What the fuck? Damn!
The
oh
purple
my
booty,
God.
The royal booty.
You done fucked up my stock, baby.
Oh.
You done fucked up my stock. Me and baby ain't cool right
stock,
now, y'all.
Yes, we is. Yes, we is. He lying, America.
Nah, she done fucked up my stock.
He lying, America.
Fuck no. I done finally hit Wall Street and she done fucked up my stock. Ain't that a bitch?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Love the man, the real Mr. Simon.
You sure right,
baby? No. Don't do me like that. You know I love
you.
You
hear
though.
That shit? Miss Estia, that's cold. That's some shit I expect from Miss Estia.
Hey.
Baby done hit me with that. She said something. She told me like, no, nigga, you done send me that, send me that dick pic, not
playing.
A dick pic, a dick pic. You know what I'm saying? Ain't that a bitch? Damn.
I just playing.
I don't do dick pics, y'all, just so y'all know.
Yeah.
I don't do dick pics. I don't believe in that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I tell you.
But, baby, that shit
one.
Right there
watch
make them all
the cloud,
put that. Hold up, hold
cloud.
Up. Let me prove to you. Shit.
Let me get one, Mr. Thomas.
Hey, my mama said my daddy was a Mandingo. You know what I'm saying? So what that
uh-oh.
Made me?
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
A moon dingo.
I ain't fucking with y'all today. Fuck that. This is Dollhouse Radio, y'all. Y'all know what it is, man. It ain't no filter here, man. We the home of the indie artists.
Shit, great.
Oh, my. I ain't fucking with you, baby. I'm so
I
upset. Welcome to the show. Wait till the show over, man. I'm calling.
I know
you're
gonna be ringing
baby.
My motherfucking phone.
I'm calling.
Oh,
we
and I like bleach.
I want to listen to you on the phone when I call, bitch.
Hey,
fuck that.
I know when and I like bleach.
You know what? Hey, baby, you just did it. You know what? I'm finna try to. You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna trip on the shit. I'm finna think of the good times, man. You know what I'm saying? That 420, man,
oh,
I got to hear some highs and lows.
I got to hear some highs and lows.
Fuck it.
That's
I'm going to
shit.
Highs and lows. Yeah, you know
ooh.
What I'm saying? That shit made me feel all right. You know what I'm saying? Because you done did me wrong.
Boy.
I wish
yeah,
I could see the video
you.
Right now.
I'm going to bring it back right.
Hey, y'all, be sure y'all follow Baby to see that highs and lows video. I hope she dropped that shit again. You know what I'm saying? I was over here. You know what I'm saying? Damn, they're ready to pinch my nipple fucking with highs and lows. You hear me? On some
and he probably was pinching his nipple. Imagine Mr. Timer. Imagine Mr. Timer sitting on the edge of the bed with his legs cropped up, one leg on the computer chair with his arm throwed up. with his arm throwed up on that, the right arm throwed up on the leg on the computer chair, draws down to the ankles, and the left finger on the left nipple.
Why he
lay back with the ball cap on?
Hey,
I'm done.
As long as I ain't
S-T-L-P.
Playing in my ass, so we good, right? As long as I ain't playing in my booty hole, we good, right? Shit, it's a different nigga was propped up playing in his asshole and shit. We don't get down like that, baby. My daddy a pimp. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So,
that's right.
Ain't no way. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I tell my mom all the time, man, I can't be gay. My daddy a pimp. The fuck you talking about?
Pimping.
For real.
Fox,
oh, my
you
God.
Mean.
Baby, you going to do me like that? You going to paint that picture of me propped on the edge of the bed? My drawers down to my ankle?
I'm trying to figure out how the fuck I'm finna get that in my mouth.
fun.
Hey, that was my sexy image for you, though. So you should have took that. I like that image, actually. So maybe, you know. Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, that was my little sexy image for you.
You should go over there and do a time to take a lot of pictures, baby. Take a lot of pictures.
Snap in.
Man, I ain't taking no picture, no shit like that, man.
And throw it on the Dollhouse Radio site on the Troopy Toes segment.
Man, India went this on my ass. I would never do that. You know, I
y'all check out the pictures of Mr. Time on Troopy Toes. You heard me. Truth or dare. If next person call in, if you call in the next 3 minutes, next caller call in and say, Mr. Time will do it. He going to do it.
Man, you got me fucked up. Hey, check this out. It's about 420, so we better go into this eyes of Rose, my baby, because she done did too much, and I'm trying to get back to that credit, that love I got for her, because she done just lowered my motherfucking stock.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah, y'all check out the highs and lows from that JFYB. It's the AC Joe, baby.
Let's go, man. Let's go.
Just love the way it feels. Don't you? Don't you?
Me pitching my nipples, but he'd be like, you know what? All right, it's okay, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? At least you got some soft legs. Oh my God! Can she join? Can she join? Can she join? God damn me! I love the Oz Radio, man. We the number one station streaming on the net. Y'all know what it is, man. We approaching that time. It's been one hell of a show. Baby came out with some truth and not an excuse type of shit. I ain't mad at it at all. I wish I went to school with her, too. Shit.
Man, it
fuck
was,
that.
It
tell
was,
me about
hey,
what's going on
well,
in the girls' locker room because
me.
I always wanted to put a camera in there.
Boy, if you went to school with me, you was popping. You was in them popping days. Because I was that motherfucker to know.
But you know what? Ain't no school like mine. Due time? Yeah, I know what it is.
Yeah. Rittner. Squad,
here
nigga.
We go.
Squad.
Bill Green and White Squad. All
right, okay,
Bill.
Okay. Three different squads
dog.
In the building. Okay.
Rittner in the building.
It's all good.
But doing the building. Yeah. I know what it is, man. Who would have thought? But, you know, we ain't never rival with y'all as far as when I came along, so it's all good. You know?
Nah, ain't no rivalry. Ain't no love.
Long as y'all ain't from the city or Clayton, we good. You hear me?
Where I was at, bro, the only difference between you and I was the motherfucking railroad track, bro. That's the only thing that separated us.
Uh-oh.
Other than
railroad
that, we was
track.
One and the same. Olivet, we was the old nigga. What's up?
How about that? Man, I tell you right now, I can get pulled over for some shit. You know what I'm saying? As long as it ain't murder, I can pull over for some shit. I guarantee you, I'm walking away. I'm in the O, man. Oh, that's Rico Royal. Let
hey,
that nigga go. He a
made
nigga.
Crazy. Hey, make sure y'all get out there and vote. And vote, just vote. It's coming, y'all. So y'all got to stay. And don't forget, tomorrow is live. They will be showing the Democratic debate live from, of all places, Flint, Michigan. And I know damn well them people don't give two fucks about anything that any of those delegates have to say other than how the fuck are you going to help our situation. So I hope they are very well versed in what they're going to tell those people. But the debate's live tomorrow. And y'all don't make sure y'all miss that, man. You know what I'm saying? See what motherfuckers really talking about and what their agenda is going to be. You know what I'm saying? Because those people are still hurting. You know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all tune in and, you know what I'm saying, know who you voting for and who trying to say what. You know what I'm saying?
And
so
these are people, man. We in one country, man. We all neighbors, man. We should be helping one another, man. Think about if it was us. Yeah. If it was us, man. The shoe was on the other foot, man. It could be anybody, right? It could be any one of us, man. So just think about that.
You got to think about my ancestors most likely knew your ancestors, you know what I'm saying? I kind of find out it's a small world, you know what I'm saying, where, you know, it's people that, you know what I'm saying, like my wife is concerned, you know what I'm saying, her people grew up in, you know what I'm saying, was around Memphis to, you know what I'm saying, to Mississippi, you know what I'm saying? They same areas and shit. Like, damn, your people knew my people. Shit, they probably, one of my people probably married one of your people once upon a time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, man, you never know, man. Our ancestors, hey, it all comes back. You know what I'm saying? It's like that shit back in, hey, I'll see you in the next lifetime. You know, on some motherfucking India Badu shit. We 90 seconds away, y'all. I'm calling it one, man.
Hey,
I don't know, man. Y'all OT'ing it. We ain't got an OT. I still ain't even getting to the stories that I want to talk about. But
I'm bowing out, babe. I'm bowing out, babe. I'm gonna let y'all do the OT thing. I can't get into OT.
See,
so.
This is why y'all.
I
want y'all to
bow out
this,
on y'all
miss,
on that.
He missed STL. Right,
well,
miss with a Z underscore STL. Hit her up and let her ass know what the demo is. You know what I'm saying? She bowing out.
But I love y'all, and I appreciate you.
Oh my God, oh, she's leaving. Y'all. This is too hype to leave, man. I'm so mad. This 90 minutes wasn't enough. I want 120. Shit.
It's never enough, man. Big love to y'all, man. I still love y'all. Don't diss me.
You too, sis. Hey. You know it's all love. You know it's all
damn
love.
Right.
We don't hold it down for you
hey,
every
man.
Resound.
We back next week. Y'all know what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
we
yeah.
Finna go out with this young Aqua. You know what I'm saying? And, man, I don't know if y'all heard about, you know what I'm saying, California. California raised the smoking limit to 21 instead of 18, so you got to be 21 to get some cigarettes. Ain't that a bitch? But, man, we get fucked. Here we go.
I know the streets still talking, young niggas getting money. Know you heard about it, heard about it. She got a good hand on her shoulder, she'll do the whole thing. Know you heard about it, heard about it. I just let the light take the stairs on her ass. Through your hood, bitch, stunning. Know you heard about it. Everything five nights, got the keys to the city. Know you heard about it, heard about it. I know the streets still talking, young niggas getting money. Know you heard about it, heard about it. She got a good hand on her shoulder, she'll do the whole thing. Know you heard about it, heard about it. I just let the light take the stairs on her ass. Through your hood, bitch, stunning. Know you heard about it. Everything five nights, got the keys to the city. Know you heard about it. All I do is sign hard, young easy can never. All I do is smoke gas, oh, I'm running South Daisy. Got a gang of hoes on the stage. Everything I ride top notch. In the fat lane, fly bad, be a ride shotgun. In my co pilot. Money still piling. Spending drug money all on black diamonds. All my niggas like fam. You know we runs like the Isaac. My niggas got it for the low Black Friday. When I die, tell them bury me to fly away. Fall asleep at a red light. Heard they on the suck shit. Get a young niggas a green light. What these niggas talking about? Niggas want to mention with the ghost in the haunted house. By the end of the bottle, I be straight at all the ladies. Got a young niggas blacking out. Everything 100 matches through the back streets. Yeah, I still be on that G shit. I gotta stay high like 3-6. Hit an all white thing with the pay stuff. I know you heard about it. Out of space, nigga, every day the weekend. Started putting on a free show. Since you heard that, I'm a beast with it. I know the streets still talking, young niggas getting money. Know you heard about it. She got a good hand on her shoulder, she'll do the whole thing. Know you heard about it. I just let the light take the stairs on her ass. Through your hood, bitch, stunning. Know you heard about it. Everything top notch, got keys to the city. Know you heard about it. I know the streets still talking, young niggas getting money. Know you heard about it. She got a good hand on her shoulder, she'll do the whole thing. Know you heard about it. I just let the light take the stairs on her ass. Through your hood, bitch, stunning. Know you heard about it. Everything top notch, got keys.
Girl Venomous, and I'm tuning in with Truth Be Told Radio Show on Dollhouse Radio. Make sure you check it out.